Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Life of Praise. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn this evening in your Bibles to Psalm 34, the 34th Psalm? I believe we should begin a new series tonight, The Life of Praise. The Life of Praise. And of course, we'll be talking about what?
Praising God.
And we'll be talking about some other things as well. We'll be talking about thanksgiving. And we're going to talk about worship. Amen. Worship. We're going to get into some detail about what these things are and how you do them and why you should do them and the results of doing them. Amen. And you'll get a lot more excited than this as we get on into it, because you'll just see, man, it's oh yeah. Yeah. But let's begin here in Psalm 34 in verse 1. Let's read this out loud together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. What if everybody practiced that? Then what would they be doing? They'd be praising the Lord all the time, right? Magnifying the Lord. Well, that sounds like a lifestyle, a way of life. Let's read it again. You ready? Let's read it. How does it start out? I will bless the Lord when?
At all times.
His praise shall continually be, not just in my mind, not just in my heart. What?
In my mouth.
If it's in your mouth, somebody else can hear it. Right? This is audible. This is vocal. Right? And how often will you do this vocal thing? Continually, he said, right? Continually. My soul will make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Say this with me, verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Glory. Glory. Does this sound like to you a life style? A way of life. Absolutely. Well, we're going to look at some scriptures. Is that okay with you? We may turn to some, and not surprisingly, a lot of them are in the Psalms, right? Because the Psalms, the book of Psalms, 150 Psalms, was the praise book, song book, hymnal book of God's people. And in not just the writings of men, not just the prose or poetry or literature of men, but came by inspiration and utterance of God. Right? So this is going to be the correct way to praise the Lord and to worship the Lord. And then there's some very wonderful things in the New Testament that we'll bring in that show any modification to this. And it's actually just a coming up, the old, and then stepping on up. Amen. In the new. But I want to ask a couple of very basic questions, actually about three or so real basic questions. And we want to answer them from the Word. And the first question we want to ask is, when should you praise the Lord? Oh, you think you already know the answer, don't you? When? Well, you know, so many times, you know, you have to watch this too. Now, we just got through reading scripture, but so many times when people answer, they think, well, you know, this is the answer. Why? Well, this is what we believe down at Faith Life. That's not good enough.
No.
Well, that's what Brother Keith said. That's not good enough to base your life on.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Well, that's what we've always believed. Well, whoop-de-doo. That's not enough.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
What must you have? Thus saith the Lord. That's the only thing that's good enough and solid enough to build your life on. Right? And so you should, you know, we've talked about this and you know you've heard it before, but you know, we're asked the question, where's the scripture? Where's it at? And so that's what we're going to do. When should you praise the Lord? Well, what's the scripture say? Yep, yep. Well, you've already read a scripture, haven't you? Well, let me give you some specifics. Number one, you're there in the book of Psalms, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Just flip over to Psalm 113. When should you praise the Lord? Here's one time that you should praise Him. Psalm 113 said, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. When is that? Well, from right now to when?
Forever.
From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Well, so when should you praise Him? From the time the sun comes up. When you see the sun coming up, what should you do?
Praise.
Say, praise the Lord. Look at that. Look at that. Gave us another day here. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. There comes the sun. There's the daylight. Praise the Lord. Well, what about when the sun goes down? You see the sunset up here in the beautiful Ozarks. Sun going down behind one of the hills or behind the lake. What do you say?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Look at that. Look at that sunset. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many understand these are not just good ideas when the Lord said this is to be done? Right? Then what should you and I do? We do what He said is to be done. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
Now go with me over to 1 Chronicles, please, and let's look at something that'll begin to shed maybe some significance in our thinking on these things. I think a lot of people have viewed praise as optional and contingent upon how I feel at the moment. Right? But from the beginning, God intended that praise be glorious and that it be continuous. How do you think praise is in heaven? Do you believe it's glorious?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Do you think it sounds bad? How many think the heavenly instruments are out of tune? How many think you could stand, you know, on the golden streets and go, whew, boy, they hadn't got that together, do they? I mean, what? I think they're playing in different keys. Boy, they didn't practice that, did they? Whew, they're just all over the place with that. Now, how many believe the praise in heaven is glorious?
Yes.
It's glorious, right? I assure you, when we hear that, we'll think, whew, that's perfect. That's perfect. Boy, I never heard notes like that. Oh, what range. Whoo, what perfection. Oh, what harmony. Whoo. Glorious. Right? And how many believe that praise in heaven is once in a while? Occasional. That you'd have long periods of time in heaven where it'd just be kind of flat and not much going on. Huh? No, the Bible tells us in the throne room, right? That they're winged creatures. And what do they say? Holy. 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 And then what do they say? And then they say it again. And then they say, and they do not cease night and day. It's continuous all the time. Well, if that's the way it is in heaven, and that's the way it is, that's the way it's going to be, is there anything better to do on the earth? Is there a better way to do it? Or certainly not. And didn't Jesus say for us to pray that his will would be done on the earth, even as it is in heaven? It's something that the church has gotten away from. And the Lord's going to help us in this series, right? To get some things restored, right? And to get things right. And not just at the church, at your house. Right? Yeah, we're all believing to grow and develop at the church, but the big thing is at your house. Everybody say, at my house. Say it out loud, praise happens at my house. Yeah. Yeah. Glory. Now, did you find 1 Chronicles? Several things I want us to notice from this passage of Scripture. 1 Chronicles 23. Is that what I said or not? Well, it's what I'm saying now. 1 Chronicles 23. How many feeling good tonight? Are you happy? Yes. Glory, you got something to be glad about? Yes. Man, we're so blessed. God's done so much for us. If we have a hard time praising God, something wrong with us. But we don't. Nobody has to prime us up or plead with us to praise God. We're ready. We're ready. We're like a sponge full of water, right? We're full of praise. How many of you got a sponge that's just full of water sitting in the tub for all day and night? You pull it out, water just runs out of it. And if you push it just a little bit, I mean, water gushes out, right? That's the way we'll be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Life of Praise, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 4th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me